My name's Trina with Run Radio and Fit Cat Midwest, and we are talking with Bob from the Joplin Memorial Run. Please give a proper introduction and tell me about this great event, please.
My name is Bob Brown, and I'm the race MC for the Joplin Memorial Run. I've been doing that for about 8 years now, and part of mine is to make sure that the runners get the best experience at the start and definitely the finish line that they can get in any race they ever enter.
You do a great job. It's a fun, challenging time from start to finish. What's going to be different in 2022?
In 2022, we're going back to Cunningham Park in Joplin. This will be our second year at that, and that's down in the footprint of where the tornado was in 2011. The biggest thing is a new date. We're moving it to May 7th, so we're moving it about 2 weeks earlier than it normally is. The runners wanted us to do that because there's graduations of schools and colleges and things like that, and so they wanted us to move it a little sooner in May, so we did, and so that's really the biggest thing. I think this is our earliest start we've had. We've modified the race course a little bit. There's still a hill in it. You can't have a race without a hill. But also, they will start in one direction, and it will not be a full loop. They're actually going to finish in the same direction, so they're going to come back to the start line. They'll be able to see that a few hundred yards away, and that's where I love it, because I'll be able to see those runners, you know, multiple blocks away to encourage them to get to the finish line as fast as they can.
Talk about how you continue to memorialize those who lost their lives, the families that continue, and how you are feeding back into the community.
Yes, it is a memorial, and we will have a little bit for the 161 that we left. But yeah, the proceeds of this goes to our parent company, Active Lifestyles, and they put back into the city, whether that was initially was building supplies to build a couple houses for people, to helping some other businesses and centers that the community uses when they had to rebuild. This year, we're going to be putting up a memorial sculpture at Memorial Hall, which is also going to be the Cornell Performing Arts Building. They're building that right now from the Joplin Memorial Run for the events that happened in 2011 and those 161 people.
Sounds great. So if people are ready to get involved and sign up, where do they need to go?
We're looking at about 2,000 runners this year, so it's going to be a really good turnout. And everything for that is at joplinmemorialrun.com. That's where you can sign up. That's also where you can go to be a volunteer. We have to vet our volunteers, of course, and then know who they are is to put them in positions. Lots of people volunteer for this year after year. They may not want to walk or run the event, but they want to be a part of it because they know it's really a pretty fun event. And we try to make it the best a runner will be in that year. And the volunteers are part of that as well. You know, a volunteer is just as important as me at the start-finish line, as Ruth, as the director. We can't do the race without all the volunteers. So they are a very important part. We're just happy to have them. And runners will say that in their reviews. They say the volunteers were so great. I was getting tired, and here's a lady or a man holding up a sign and encouraging me, and I just felt that extra energy. So they are important. They really are. They're a big player.
Yes, volunteers are a vital part of a successful race for sure. How else can we be helping you out?
Well, I'm counting on you to get the Springfield metropolitan area, get them the knowledge to get to that JoplinMemorialRun.com website and bring us over the Springfield people. We get a good group of them each year, and we'd like to see more of our Springfield friends over here as well.
You got it. Thanks, Bob, with the Joplin Memorial Race for 2022. More information for you at the FitCat link at runradio.net.